Benzinga's Cannabis Capital Conference returns to Miami Beach on April 11th and 12th. I may be biased, but I'm telling you, this event is a can't miss. Join us to build the foundation of your next game-changing deal with CEOs and decision makers from leading companies in the industry. We're talking about the next wave of businesses, strategies from the most profitable businesses, and exactly what investors are looking for in a challenging market. Go to bzcannabis.com to meet your next investor, co-founder, and new friends. A little pro tip from me, right now tickets are $1,000 cheaper than prices at the door. Get yours now. Good morning, my friends. I hope you all are having a wonderful week. It is hump day. Wednesday, y'all, we are about halfway through the week. At least we will be in a few hours. That being said, make it a good day today. Let's start off with some cannabis news. My name is Elliot Lane, host of Benzinga's Cannabis Daily. Going to start off by saying subscribe to Benzinga YouTube, Benzinga Cannabis YouTube channel, where we are going to start a full channel on cannabis and the psychedelics industry. So make sure to subscribe, turn on your notifications. We go live twice a week right now. We're going to start with three, perhaps four times a week in the next month or so. It's going to be a lot of great video and audio info for you. All right, pitch done. Let's dive into what's happening. Washington, D.C.'s mayor signs into law a few marijuana-related items. She eliminates the license cap, provides tax relief, which is huge for any operator in any market in cannabis, and this is all per marijuana moment, promotes social equity. She is also creating new business categories such as consumption sites, which, of course, is very welcome. So with that being said, it looks like the medical marijuana program in Washington, D.C. Is getting a revamp, which is awesome. Per New Cannabis Ventures Global Cannabis Stock Index, this is newcannabisventures.com, rose 10.1% in January. This is after falling over 70% in 2022. The American operator section of this index was the weakest, but still up over 6% after falling almost 41% in the year last year. Three U.S. stocks climbed more than 20% in January, those being Planet 13, Glasshouse, and TerrAscend. Respectively, those tickers are OTC listed PLNHF, GLASF, and TRSSF. Those three stocks performed very well in January to start the year. Ancillary stocks rose over 15.5% in January after being the weakest performer in 2022. And Canadian LPs had a very strong January, rose almost 20% in the month after declining over 62% in 2022. Overall, this was a bit of a correction in my mind from the absolute beating that cannabis took thanks to political posturing at the end of 2022. So with that being said, we are back to at least some positive sentiment, right? I think we have a long climb back here, but let's hope February is more of the same and we can at least get back to some respectable levels for investors to jump back in. Minnesota marijuana legalization bill passes the fifth committee per Marijuana Moment and CCX Media. Intentions are rising. Hopefully we can get that through before partisanship becomes too big of a player in the state. We're also looking at Hawaii, where over 80% of adults want full access to marijuana. Also another news item this morning. So we're keeping an eye on those states, on Oklahoma in March, as we've said before. Wisconsin looking less likely this year, unfortunately. Could Tennessee be a dark horse? We'll see. But we have a lot of fun potential catalysts this year that we should be looking at. Some company news this morning. Hawthorne, that is the cannabis subsidiary of Scotts Miracle-Gro, NYSE-listed SMG. Revenue drops 22% sequentially in Q1 for Hawthorne specifically. Scotts Miracle-Gro, their consumer sales overall are up 8% domestically. So for the stock, I don't know if you play Hawthorne specifically on the fundamentals here, but for Hawthorne, this isn't necessarily a positive update. So we'll continue to see how that grows and changes there. A big announcement from cannabis tech giant LeafLink. They raised $100 million for their Series D fundraising. CEO will move to the chairman role, and this will help them grow their product suite and their popular wholesale platform. Per their PR, LeafLink serves 50% of the U.S. wholesale cannabis market across 30 different states. They are huge. Maybe one day we'll have the option to invest in them on a public brokerage, public platform. But until then, they are a giant for sure. MedMen, MMNFF on the OTC, is being sued in California over unsolicited text ads. I have a lot of people I could sue for that. I don't know about y'all. And Tilt Holdings, OTC listed TLLTF, brings Black Buddha to Pennsylvania. Black Buddha is the brand of Roz McCarthy, wonderful, wonderful advocate in the space, the president of Minorities for Medical Marijuana. But Black Buddha is an awesome brand. So props to Tilt Holdings for propping them up and partnering with them. That being said, if I'm looking at stocks today, I'm going to keep an eye on how these overall sectors, such as the new Cannabis Ventures Index, are going to be performing. I'd love to see the operators in both Canada and the U.S., especially the U.S., continue to climb. That would be a very positive sign for us in the year to come. And obviously, perhaps a little bit more access to capital for these companies that need it so badly. This is Elliot Lane, host of Benzinga's Cannabis Daily. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tune into our episode yesterday. We interviewed the new CEO of MariMed, John Levine, after the unfortunate passing of Bob Fireman. He will be missed, but John, shareholders should be comfortable with John. There's a lot of good things happening over there and two awesome tech platforms in the space as well. This is Elliot Lane again. I think I've said that five times. Have a great day, y'all. We will see you two more times this week and tomorrow. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.